When I arrived at work this morning, the first thing I saw when I clocked in was a message. Nurse Ophelia, please report to Dr. Dick's office before you start work. Oh dear, what did I do now? So I went straight to the doctor's office, and when I walked in there, there were two other doctors there too. Dr. Dick looked very serious, and he said, Nurse Ophelia, you've broken the nurse's code of conduct. What code of conduct? What the fuck's he talking about? He continued, to be blunt, you sucked, tit-fucked, and had a patient fuck you in the cunt. I was shocked. I didn't think anybody knew. I tried to deny everything, but then Dr. Dick pointed to something on his desk and said, we have it all on tape. Fuck. I tried to think, but my brain was all a muddle. What could I do? They all knew what a fucking horny slut I was. And they had seen everything that I'd done with that young patient last week. They had me dead to rights, and I knew I had no bargaining power, but I tried anyway. I pleaded with the doctor, please don't sack me. I'll do anything, totally anything you want, just so I can keep my job. One of the doctors looked at me and said, well, he was actually looking at my huge tits. And he said, anything? I nodded, yes, anything. Then Dr. Dick told me to wait outside his office while they decided my fate. So I shuffled off, head hanging down, worried if I was going to be able to keep my job or not. Minutes passed, but it seemed like hours until I was called back into the office. Whereupon the first thing I noticed was that all three doctors had their white coats on, but nothing else. They were all naked underneath their white doctor coats. Dr. Dick said, we have decided the punishment must fit the crime. You sucked, tit-fucked, and let a patient come in your married cunt. So us three horny doctors are going to plow your snatch, and you're going to suck our cocks. I thought to myself, I wonder why they think this is punishment. But I didn't have time to wonder for very long. Dr. Dick said, strip off everything, Nurse Ophelia. And so I took off my nurse's uniform, you know, the tight, low-cut one, my lacy white bra, and my tiny thong panties that barely covered my arse. They were soon gone. And I was on my knees, looking at three hard pricks. I was in love. They all looked so delicious. Big and hard and firm and leaking pre-cum, drooling for me. And I think I was kind of drooling too. So I started in on my, quote, punishment and took turns sucking each cock. All three doctors were very well endowed. And I didn't know if my little mouth was going to fit around three such big, firm, fat, hard cocks. But I'm sure going to try. That's enough for you. Now let me get the other one. Wait your turn. I'll be there in just a minute. I'm busy now. I got a cock in my mouth. Okay, your turn. Oh, you guys are all naughty, aren't you? I'm trying to put more one cock in my mouth at a time. I love sucking cocks, but soon these guys wanted more, and I was open to new ideas myself. Then I felt myself being lifted up from my knees onto a large desk. One of the doctors had cleared off all the work onto the floor with a sweep of his hands. I saw Dr. Dick give him a dirty look at the mess he made, but then he looked at my naked body and didn't care that all of his papers were on a jumble on the floor. One of the guys positioned me so that my head was hanging backwards off the edge of the desk. Not the most comfortable position, I grant you, but I was excited about the possibilities. Then Dr. Wankum, he was the one with the biggest cock, and it was uncut too. He stood at my head and fed me his meat into my mouth. I love your cock. God, his cock was huge, and I was loving it. Soon he grew bored with just fucking my mouth. He wanted to push his cock into my throat. Oh my God, I didn't know if I could handle his big cock in my throat, but I tried. Then I heard him say to his friends, "Look at this fucking whore's throat. It bulges every time I thrust in." "Yeah," the other doctor said, "fuck her throat like it's a cunt." And so he did. And while I was getting throat fucked, I felt a mouth licking my clit. I love to get my cunt eaten. And then I felt a finger in my fuck hole. Then two fingers. And finally three. Yeah. Three fingers were fucking my wet cunt, while the third doctor, Dr. Jackoff, was biting my big nipples. He was biting and twisting my nipples very hard. It was fucking painful, but I fucking loved it anyway. I think my nipples, there must be a direct connection to my cunt, because every bite of my tit sent a charge through my body to my already sloppy, wet fuckhole. Then the fingers that were fucking into my cunt were removed, and I felt them being replaced by a big cock. Oh, careful. You're so big. Oh, too much. Wait, back off. I was, please don't. Wait. Oh, God. I was too much. Yes. Ow. 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 Oh, yeah, that's it. Rub your big fat cock against my clit like that some more. Now stick your cock inside my cunt. I want to come on your cock. Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh, ow, oh, 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 yeah. Oh, God, Jesus. Ow, 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 ow. And then I came. Cunt juice poured out of my fuckhole all over his balls. "You sure are horny, filthy cunt, Ophelia," said the doctor, buried balls deep in my cunt. "That's Nurse Ophelia, please. I need to keep my dignity, you know." Then the doctor was fucking my throat, Dr. Wankum. I could feel him swell up even more. I felt him start to come deep down my throat, but I didn't have to swallow. He was already halfway down my throat, so his cum just flowed down into my belly. Oh, And there I was, in the perfect position for fucking. My arse was on the edge of the bed, of the desk, and Dr. Dick was railing my greedy gash. He could just stand there and power his prick into my snatch. And Dr. Jackoff, who was cruelly biting my nipples, decided he wanted to tit fuck me. So he lubed up my tits with that special hospital lube. You know, the good stuff. And I held them together for him, making like a tit tunnel. His prick was sliding between my tits at the same pace as that of Dr. Dick's cock that was fucking my cunt. I could lick and suck the pre-cum off Dr. Jackoff's cockhead with every thrust. Oh, And if this was punishment, I wanted to be punished every single fucking day. I'm going to come in that fucking wet cunt's hole, Dr. Dick said, and I felt his prick shoot gobs of spunk into my fuckhole. I used the muscles of my cunt to milk every fucking drop of jizz from his nuts. I love my cunt full of spunk. And as his prick slowly slipped from my cum-filled cunt, Dr. Wankum, who throat-fucked me, was hard again. He said, I want you to get on top and fuck me, Ophelia. Fuck yeah. I love that position. And it's Nurse Ophelia, please. Show a girl a little respect around here. So he laid on the floor, and Dr. Jackoff, who was tit-fucking me, had to stop while I lowered my sloppy, cum-dripping cunt under Dr. Wankum's hard, uncut cock, waiting for my cunt. I guided his man-meat into my gash, and I was fucking up and down his prick when Dr. Dick, who just filled my cunt with his dirty spunk, wanted his cock cleaned. As I took his prick into my mouth, I could taste my cunt cream and some of his cum on his cock. I love cum and cunt cleanup. You like that? I'm getting you all clean again. And he started to get hard again, so I sucked harder and played with his balls. I was loving my punishment when I heard Dr. Jackoff, who'd been biting and tit-fucking me, say, look at her cute arse. Every time she slides her snatch up and down my cock while I'm fucking her cunt, her arse winks at me. Then Dr. Dick, the doctor under me that I was fucking, said, wink back at it with the eye of your prick. Then I felt cool lube being rubbed into my bum hole. And then I felt his prick seeking admission where no man had ever been before. Oh, fucking no. Jesus, this is where the punishment is about to start. But as the cock slid in my lube bum, it felt okay. In fact, it felt good. A big cock in my cunt and this cock in my arse? I felt full, sure, stretched, but I felt fucking good. I heard the doctor fucking my face say, the filthy cunt fucking loves it. And I could feel the cock stretching my taint as they fucked in my arse and fuckhole. And someone said, the filthy cunt is now airtight. Every fucking hole is full of our cocks. How do you feel, slut? I couldn't talk. I couldn't talk with a big cock in my mouth, but it felt wonderful. I wanted to shout, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. I'm a whore. Use me and fill up every fucking hole. I want to be your fuck slut. I wanted to scream out, I'm coming. I felt like I was coming from every fucking hole these doctors were fucking. My body was just one big, great, giant orgasm. And oh my God, it felt so fucking good. I just, oh, I love it. Oh, yeah. Then I felt them start to come. The one plowing my arse said, here's a little cum for your fucking arse. And he unloaded his balls into me. The cock in my sloppy cunt was twitching. And he said, Ophelia, you are a filthy fucking slut. But sweet Jesus, you're a great fuck. Is Nurse Ophelia, please? I said as I had come running down my arse over my taint onto the cock, filling my cunt with a second load. My fucking cunt had never been so sloppy and full of cum. The last guy watching his friends fuck my arse and cunt said, Ophelia, Sicard, baby, here's another load of spunk. Best I can. But as he started to unload in my mouth, he pulled his cock out and also shot spunk under my face and even into my hair. His friends laughed as he wiped his cock on my face, and the one who had fucked my cum-filled cunt wiped his prick clean on my hair. Fuck. I was totally debased and loving it. I was a slut. And if they liked me being a slut, then I was going to be a really filthy one. The doctor who just arse-fucked me told me to go into the adjoining bathroom and get cleaned up. And as I got up to go, he followed me into the bathroom.
Get on your knees, cunt,
he said. And when I did, he took his cock in hand and pissed on my face. I went to pull away, but he grabbed my hair and held me while he cleaned the cum off my face with his piss. That's when I noticed the others watching and laughing. Men. But I have to admit that I do like things dirty. And I did say I'd do anything they wanted, so I didn't complain. But as they left and told me to get cleaned up, dressed, and to get back to work, I started to worry. The doctor who just pissed on me said to his colleagues,
if you guys are okay with it, we could take her to your farm for the weekend.
One of them laughed and said,
she did say how she loved big cocks in her cunt. So I'll make sure the slut is rostered off this weekend and we can carry on with her penalty and punishment, Dr. Dick said.
I'm not sure what they had in mind for me on the farm, but I have heard he breeds horses. But when one of the doctors said I love big cocks, he was right. And the weekend might be fun. I like a challenge for my greedy cunt.